Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
What's the key to discovering delectable dining? Find something that sizzles, a time-tested favorite, a feast for your eyes and palate, and a dining experience handled with care. In Vicksburg, the key to the South.
You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Schlater.
That would be a little weird. Not A.C. Slater.
Not Slater. Schlater.
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 Yeah, that would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away, strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Real quick question, are those Dots pretzels you're eating?
Wow, you're really good.
Love Dots pretzels, man. Oh, honey mustard, though. Not my favorite. I like the original. And I like the Southwestern, but they are a fantastic.
The original is the best pretzel ever made.
The goat pretzel, no question.
But honey mustard is not bad. I might go this entire bag. I was literally going to ask you if you're a Dots pretzel kind of guy.
Well, can't eat them too often, but they're good. Have you had the Southwestern ones?
I have. I'm not a huge fan of those. They're okay.
This tastes like queso dip to me. So I prefer the
original and the red bag, but these honey mustard, they're really growing on me at this point. I'm a big fan of pretzels anyway, especially as just a regular snack.
Are they making you thirsty?
Yes, I have a Dr. Pepper.
Very good. Very good. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. If you're a business owner, if you work at a business, if you know someone who owns a business, it doesn't matter what your connection is. Get in touch with Cam Baker and tell him that you want to talk to him about bringing this business we're talking about onto the Pip Printing and Signs family. Because every business needs great printing. Every business needs somebody who can help them get their message across. And that's what Pip Printing and Signs is able to do for you. And, of course, if you're a Mississippi State fan, the best part of the news is that you can become a Bulldog Initiative business just by working with Pip Printing and Signs. Just call Cam Baker today at 601-499-5216. Tell him you heard about this on Thunder and Lightning, and you want to do business with Pip Printing and Signs. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for, and you are looking for it. It's a new era at Mississippi State. Be a part of it. Time to change the wardrobe up. The Banner M, it's got to go. We don't want to see those this fall. We want to see the Script State, the Interlocking, the M over S, the Walking Bully, literally anything other than the Banner M. Doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's not the Banner M. Get away from that. The only Banner M I want to see at Davis-Wade Stadium this fall is the big one on the side of the stadium. That's it. All I want to see. Make it happen. The trip to College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell. Or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. As we're getting closer to football season, those Sunday brunch seats become a little bit more precious. They're a little harder to find, so make sure you get in line early. You know, if the preacher's taking a little time on the sermon, just be like, hey, I gotta get to brunch. You know, and
happens all the time in the Baptist community.
Yeah, the Catholics, we get out early. You know, we are ahead of that.
The Methodists are usually first in line.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Catholics are somewhere around there as well.
Yeah.
Us Baptists,
we get out early enough to do breakfast, you know.
Luckily, we have, and in the summertime, we've moved our services to 10 a.m.
Ah.
So we get at, you know, 11 a.m., 11:15 or so, I'm going to lunch.
Brunch.
But when football, yeah, yes, brunch. Oh. When football season hits, It gets a little trickier.
So do what you got to do to get one of those precious chairs in Restaurant Tyler for the best Sunday brunch in town.
And you might see me there, too.
You have a better than 50-50 chance of seeing Robbie Faulk there. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com, the website, be your guide to show you not only where that location is nearest to you, but to show you everything that Priority One Bank can do for you and your money. You did the hard work. You got the money to the bank. Let Priority One Bank take it from there, show you how to invest, manage your money, and to build your financial future for years to come. Again, 16 locations means there's one near you if you live in Central Mississippi. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Rumblings Day here on the podcast, and that means we are sponsored by our good friends. The Catfish Tour may be over, but we are still sponsored by our good friends over at Superior Catfish. Guys, I don't know if you know this or not, but at the Superior Catfish factory, they have a retail store, and you can get catfish. You don't have to go to the grocery store. You can just go straight to the supplier. You can't get any fresher. And here's we got a deal for you. You're going to get a free bag of breading with a $50 minimum purchase, and you're going to easily spend $50 on buying a couple boxes of catfish. All you got to do is mention that you heard it on Thunder and Lightning. So go in there and say, hey, heard about this offer on Thunder and Lightning, $50 purchase, free bag of the catfish breading, which Robbie will tell you is spectacular. It makes a great product even better at Superior Catfish. Remember, there's catfish, and then there's Superior Catfish.
That is the only breading that I use.
It's really good.
I don't make my own because it kind of pales in comparison. And you don't need a lot of it. If you're frying your fish, I have two pieces of advice. Kind of dab it with a paper towel. Mm-hmm. Make sure it's real nice and dry. And then lightly bread it. With that breading, makes for a nice crisp fish. You taste the Superior Catfish, what makes it so special, without the muddy fish taste that you usually get from fish around the state. Not all, but some. And this breading is perfect for what you want. So, yeah, I encourage you to go get you a box or two of catfish, maybe some hush puppies. They got good hush puppies there as well. Mm-hmm. And get you some free breading.
There you go. All right, let's jump in. Our first question today comes to us from Colton Watson. Is the Bob Tyler Fish Hatchery in Enid, Mississippi, named after the same Bob Tyler? I have to imagine so, because he was the superintendent of wildlife and fisheries after he was coaching. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that it is.
It is absolutely named after Bob Tyler.
There you go. Also, from Colton.
Water Valley native.
There you go. I recently had a hit tweet with over 3,000 retweets and 60,000 likes, but it wasn't even the 10th best idea I've had or one of the many hilarious things I tweet. When is the time you finally got appreciation for something, but it wasn't what you wanted appreciation for? I have never had a tweet go viral. Never. Like, the most likes I've ever gotten is like 1,400.
I've had a few.
Put out some bangers.
I've had a few, and they're almost always random. Like, if I sit there and think something out that I think is really funny, mm-hmm. it might get over 100 likes or something. Sometimes I'll just randomly tweet something, and it goes viral. I'm like, where did that come from? The first one I did was whenever you remember the shot of Hugh Freeze when I think Ole Miss was playing Auburn or something, and I believe Shea Patterson threw an interception, or Bo Wallace, one of the two, mm-hmm. and he puts his hands on his head.
It's Bo Wallace, yeah.
So I tweeted, "Hey, Macarena," on that, mm-hmm. and it went wild. Like, CBS Sports picked it up. it was a good tweet. But the one that I did that got the most traction ever, and I'm talking like it was like 30,000 likes, like 14,000 retweets, a bunch of quotes. Like, I had to delete it because I couldn't deal with the notifications. Mm-hmm. And it was before you could like mute the conversation, or I knew about it or whatever. It was whenever Kurt Warner called out Dak Prescott for not having game winning drives or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I went and looked up the game winning drive stat, mm-hmm. and Dak had already basically doubled what Kurt Warner did in his career, which I know, right. Kurt Warner's went to the Super Bowl and all that stuff, but mm-hmm. I tweeted that out, and it went wild. Both sides of the aisle were you know, clamoring to comment on it. So I finally just had to delete that one.
Yeah. Like I said, I've never had one just go crazy on me. I don't know why. I guess I'm just not good enough at Twitter. So. Let's see here. Last one from Colton. Your NCAA 2025 dynasty coach ends up getting an offer to coach Ole Miss after taking a measly G5 to national prominence. Do you take the job and tank their program intentionally, or snub them to stay at G5 and take a lesser job? It would be funny to take the Ole Miss job and just completely tank them.
So like, just make sure they suck. Just sign nothing but two stars.
Nothing but two stars, and don't sign any transfers. So that's not what our program's about. We aren't about the transfer portal here at Ole Miss.
Oh, he'll probably get fired before the season starts.
Yeah, he probably would. So, let's see here. Next question to us from Brick Thomas. He rebuilt Akron. He rebuilt State. Who's next? Service Academy. Pick one. Win a national
Air Force
with Air Force, Army, or Navy.
I did that with Dan Mullen after I won like 10 national championships in a row. I went to Air Force. We ran the spread.
The triple option, the jet touch pass, and RPOs in this game are broken. They kind of are. What is your favorite player you've used in a sports video game? Well, obviously, my favorite player is Bo Jackson from Tecmo Bowl. Unstoppable. Just could not be tackled.
Yeah, they made him the most invincible player of all time in a sports game.
And then also, if you played on Tecmo Bowl, the original one, the 49ers had a play that was a crossing route that you literally could not get in front of the receiver. So you could just throw it. It was to Roger Craig. You could just throw it to him nonstop. They could not stop.
I loved playing with the Dolphins in Madden, like 2000 or 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's when they had Ricky Williams.
Yeah, it would have been, yeah.
And Ricky Williams was great on that Madden game.
Yeah,
I loved playing with
like right that, after that was Marino on N64. Retired though, so you had like Jay Fiedler as your quarterback or something.
Yeah, I started playing that because J.J. Johnson was playing for the Dolphins. I think around the same time.
Yeah,
and me and my cousin, who are the same age, our favorite player was J.J. Johnson. So we both like he became more of a Dolphins fan than I did, but I was more interested in the Dolphins than usual at the time because of J.J. Johnson.
Right. Let's see here. Jeremy Martin, have y'all looked into any change in Kiffin's offense from last year with Lebby to first year without? It would be interesting to see if you find any differences. May make a good podcast. Thanks for all you do. Love the pod. I haven't really looked at the differences between 21 and 22. They were good offensively both years. The real biggest difference is that they went from that committee approach to it was Quinshon Judkins became the feature back. Now, Zach Evans was still a big part of that offense 2022, but it was definitely Judkins was the top guy for them. And they had a lot less QB run that year. Dart did not run it as much as Corral did the year before.
It's also tough to know what the changes are when you don't factor in – I guess you factor in Matt Corral versus Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the decisions are made by the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a play call. They can audible it. There's a lot of RPO. There's a lot of decision-making by the quarterback in the middle of the play. It's hard to really know for sure, is that Jeff Lebby? Is that Lane Kiffin? Or is that the quarterback? I don't know. You know, because like Matt Corral, like if you look at the numbers, the Elijah Moore year, it was like – lopsided in favor of Moore as far as the targets.
Right.
Was that the fact that they were calling plays for Elijah Moore? Was it just because he was just better than everybody else and he was open? Or was it because that's what Matt Corral wanted to do? I don't know. So it's hard to know, but I think the offenses are fairly similar to what Kiffin's running and what Lebby's running.
Agreed. Let's see here. Christopher Gordon, my wife won't take a shower or bath when it's storming because she says she will get struck by lightning. And y'all's professional opinion, is this a legitimate concern? That is a very old wives' tale that you can get electrocuted in the shower during a storm. You can't.
My wife believes in that. And she also believes in the you're supposed to unplug your television whenever it's the light in a lightning storm. We haven't like done that, but she believes that to be
like a fry an your issue. TV?
I think that's what it is. Yeah, like her parents, I think sometimes will unplug their TV.
That's weird. Like, how do you know when there's like to go get in the bathroom? I mean, what are we doing here?
I don't know. I just look at it as like it's like a one in a million chance that something like that is going to happen. And if it does happen, it's meant to happen.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can't control everything. We can't adjust our lives based around a thunderstorm.
Yeah, I agree.
If I'm inside the house.
Right. Brogan Fairchild asks, what's one thing you enjoy doing now that you never thought you would enjoy when you were younger? My first thought is eating broccoli. I eat broccoli all the time now. It's delicious.
Oh, mine is grass. Not weed.
Yeah.
Not weed, but grass.
I knew what you meant.
Okay.
You enjoy working on your lawn.
Yes.
Yeah. I
well,
I got
yeah. Over the last couple of years, for whatever reason, it's just, I don't know if it's just like becoming a dad. It just pops in like this is what happens or what, but fertilizing my grass, making sure it's nice and green. You know, my entire yard, which I have about 3.5-4 acres right now, that's just wide open at my house. And a year ago, probably a couple of weeks ago last year, I had nothing but dirt around my house.
Mm-hmm.
I had one section that was grass that I had planted some seed just to see what it looked like and see if it grew, and it did. Mm-hmm. But that was, you know, half an acre or whatever. Everything was just red dirt. And now I've got mostly grass in my yard. I got 1,000 yards of sod down. I know that you're just absolutely enthralled by this conversation, but I'd like to talk about it. This is part of the question.
We just said it's something you like to do that you didn't think.
Yeah.
You're a dad.
So it's very fulfilling to me to see a lot of green out in my yard now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nowhere close to being done. There's patches everywhere that I have to overseed and fertilize, but I'm very proud of myself. Every piece of grass just about in my yard has been from, you know, work that I've done. Even the sod, I had to water that sod all day, every day for like a month. So I take pride in that sod out there. So yeah, I'm an avid grass man, but I enjoy it. I'm not very good at it at this point, but I'm
He's
getting
a
better.
Grass man.
Wow, wow.
There you go. Also from
Brandon, I love to cut it.
I love to edge it. I love to mow it.
No. Have you ever read the lyrics to that song?
Mm-hmm.
It is
moving on.
It's quite interesting.
Yes, it is. You both talked to a lot of people at SEC Media Days. Who surprised you the most?
Well,
I don't have any more context than that. So, I mean, if I had to pick somebody, it's not an MSU player or anything. I had no idea. Like, J.D. Pickell, this is a guy who looks like he. We all make fun about Michael Borky being the 80s movie villain. Pickell is like version 2.0 of that. I mean, he is advanced movie villain. Could not be nicer.
He already looks ready-made. All you have to do is put a Lacoste polo on him, collar popped. Put the sweater vest around it, or not the vest, but the sweater around his neck and tie it, and put him in some khaki shorts and some boat shoes.
Mm-hmm.
This guy would be the perfect villain for an 80s like rom-com.
But he's the nicest guy in the world.
Nicest dude. He does not match up with the look.
And he was like the only person I really met. Everybody else I talked to, I always talk about this. It's like a big reunion up in there. I knew everybody else. So, No, no.
Yep.
All right.
I don't have anybody that I've, you know.
Yeah. Jay in
Nobody
Baltimore.
that surprised me, I guess.
Really a question here for you, Robbie, from Jay in Baltimore. Keep, change, or eliminate these current rules in soccer? Must play out both 15 extra time sessions, limited substitutions, offsides, shootout to determine the winner, and yellow and red cards.
I want to keep the shootout.
You like the penalty
because
shootout again?
I think it's very dumb that you can tie in the sport at zero.
Mm-hmm.
So I would prefer that to be the case in every single soccer match. I don't even watch the sport, but
you don't like the draws.
I don't like the draws at all. I think you should determine a winner, and I know you do it like in the most important games or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That would be what I would do. I would implement that in every single game. We have a shootout until somebody loses.
So for me, I like the penalty shootout. Offsides just needs to be tweaked a little bit, just a little bit, because it's so ridiculous right now. But the one I wish they would do, the extra
time. So that's change.
I would like there to be sudden death in extra time. So like if you score, game over.
You want somebody to die.
No, not that kind of sudden death. I mean, if somebody scores, the game is over.
That would really draw in some views.
I think so. Like Messi bringing it up the field. He's going to have a shot. Oh, he's been taken out.
Head they just took a hatchet to him.
It's over.
Well, sudden death in soccer is getting kicked in the shin, apparently. They carry guys off in stretchers.
I'm just saying, I would like there to be golden goal. You know, just you score and the game is over.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I would enjoy that a lot.
There you go.
I watched a couple of state soccer matches this year and was pleasantly entertained.
There you go. Where are we here? Brett Christensen asked, of the three teams predicted to finish immediately ahead of state in the preseason poll, in which order do these teams' coaches get fired? Arkansas, South Carolina, Florida. Let me get the schedule out here. If you know me, I love to fire them after a bye week.
Arkansas first.
Florida has a second bye before Arkansas. It's the week before they played Georgia. Would they fire him before the cocktail party?
I don't think so, because their schedule's so difficult. I don't know if there's a game and you'll just be like, this is inexplicable.
Yeah.
You know, I could see that for Arkansas, like losing, you know, like what they did with Chad Morris. They lost to like some, you know, San Jose State or something. Mm-hmm. I forget, but you know, I think that could happen for Arkansas. I think they could lose to a bad team.
I think we're going to go Arkansas fires during the season, Florida fires after the season. I think Beamer survives this season.
I think he's safe. They're going to have to win like three games for him to lose, I think.
Okay, there you go.
And I totally expect Bobby Petrino interim head football coach at Arkansas. Totally expect it. That's why he's brought in.
I love it. I love it.
That's why he's there.
Yeah. Also from Brett, any updates to improvements for Davis Wade Stadium? Hey, check out my interview with Zach Selman on tomorrow night's Thunder and Lightning Live, which I say live with quotation marks. But it'll be on there.
Based on what I've heard recently, I don't want to ruin anything. I haven't listened to your thing yet, but based on what I've heard recently.
You can't have listened to it. It hasn't happened yet.
I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I've heard that they're basically going to update some things inside the hump and at Davis Wade, and they don't have a whole lot of plans for any other renovations in any other sport right now. They're kind of sitting back, but I do expect them to go through with some upgrades Davis Wade within the next few years. And I don't know if that's going to be anything anytime soon. I think that they're going to go through with the lights and the sound stuff after the season and maybe a few things at Davis Wade this year. And then we start to see some bigger upgrades in the next couple years.
I agree.
But yeah, I wouldn't expect they're doing some things inside the hump, obviously, but I wouldn't expect any major updates to facilities anywhere else.
No, I wouldn't either. All right. The Mac Banks Fan Club. Rank these colorblind pop songs from the 80s. Easy Lover by Philip Bailey and Phil Collins. Ebony and Ivory, Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney. Say, 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 Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. Or Super Bowl Shuffle, the Chicago Bears shuffling crew. I love Easy Lover.
Great. Easy Lover's number one.
That's number one.
Great song.
Then I'm going to go Say, Say, Say.
Yeah.
And Ebony and Ivory, and then Super Bowl Shuffle. That's how I'm going.
I'm good with it.
All right.
Easy Lover is unquestioned number one, and that's actually, you know, I don't even know if it's a guilty pleasure.
A banger.
That's just one of my favorite songs.
Good song. Yeah, no doubt. Sheldon Nations, how in the world did we end up where fall off the bone is a compliment to barbecue ribs? I mean, you're preaching to the choir. I don't want my ribs to fall off the bone. They should have a little bite to them. They got to take a bite and it stays on there.
Yeah.
Fall off the bone, you know, that's what I want from my pork butt, not from my my ribs.
And I'll say this. It is convenient to me that you can just pull off the meat and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that part of it. But yeah, it's actually not a compliment.
Right.
If they're falling off the bone.
Let's do one more and then we'll go to the break here. From Ryan Sparks, I recently went to Sonic and was informed that the Oreo Cheesecake Blast was a limited time item and no longer available. Question one, why?
This is a travesty.
How has this been allowed to happen, Sonic? If you're listening, we're mad.
There's no way that it was like not popular.
I got one 2 weeks ago. I wonder when this happened. It must have just happened.
I went to Kroger the other night, and big fan of Kroger. I went to go get the Oreo cheesecake ice cream,
and
nowhere to be found. Which I'm guessing is because they've wiped it off the shelves.
Oh, but
maybe that's hurting Sonic's business. People are going home; they're making their own Oreo cheesecake blast, and it's hurting their business. I don't know.
Well, I think they should bring it back. Number two,
but after our podcast on Sunday night, I was craving that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to go get the ice cream from the store.
Yeah.
Nowhere to be found.
Hate it. Also from Ryan, what MSU coach or administrator made a similar decision, getting rid of something so great far too soon?
Interlocking.
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, because there was no reason to get rid of it.
No reason at all.
Trying to think, is there like a player that they benched who ended up becoming great somewhere else or something?
Well, I mean, Alan McKean is up there too.
There's the answer. They're firing
him. You had one mediocre season and you fired him. I mean, I'm still upset about that. And that happened 40 years before I was born.
All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. This weekend, any weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. So if you're cooking out, make sure it's with beef. And if you're not cooking out and you want to go out to eat, hit up one of the great steakhouses we have here in the state of Mississippi. There are so many, there's just too many to list. Go check them out this weekend. Enjoy yourself. Have a great weekend. Thanks to beef. Beef. What's for dinner? Thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. If you're in Starkville looking for a great lunch, great dinner, or just a great place to hang out, Two Brothers Smoked Meats is that place. The food is fantastic. The people are even better. If you want something different, how about a fancy sandwich? That's right. Go see our good friends over at the Older Brother for a menu that's unlike any other in the city of Starkville, one of Starkville's newest restaurants, but quickly becoming one of its most popular. If you haven't been to the Older Brother yet, you need to check it out. This football season, the Older Brother, I was talking about Restaurant Tyler earlier, getting a seat at the Older Brother on a Friday night or a Saturday afternoon before the game, good luck. Good luck for you in the wars to come, because that's going to be a tough one. If you're in Starkville anytime soon and you want to grab a great meal, Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products and great services, what every business likes to promise you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems, and they've been doing it for 49 years. 49 years of taking care of their customers and taking care of you. That's the easiest way to put it. When you need technology for your business, you need to give them a call. And then that way, if you have a problem, if something go wrong and you need service, you're calling the same people back. Not a 1-800 number, not a call center that puts you on hold for 30, 40 minutes, not a week to 10 days for the appointment to be made for your out-of-state technician to show up. You can't afford to wait that long. Don't have to with Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you head to the games this fall, you need to head to Maroon & Co. That's right. When you are looking for new Mississippi State gear in the city of Starkville, Maroon & Co. is your one-stop shop. They have a bigger selection than you can possibly imagine with stuff you cannot find anywhere else. They don't just have the plain, you know, they do have, if you just want a plain old maroon polo state script, they've got that. But if you're looking for something cool, something different, they've got that as well. Plus, they are the official provider, an exclusive provider for the Bulldog Initiative. So if you want to wear the polos and hoodies and hats that the coaches are wearing, you can only get those at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off any purchase, regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to the games this fall, go to Maroon & Co. Another question here from Ryan Sparks. I recently drove through Columbia, Missouri, where I saw Missouri's school logo for the first time. How long has the University of Missouri's logo been MU, and why are the letters reversed? Does this bother you? Do other schools do this? I know Oklahoma is OU. They're Oklahoma University. That's one. I don't know if anybody else that does that off the top of my head. Do you?
It bothers me because it reminds me of Monsters University. That's why it bothers me.
I see that. Yeah, I see that.
And that logo in particular is just a bad logo. It's an logo. M. It's an M and a U. Connected,
yeah,
like it's just one thing,
yeah,
and on top of it is MU, yeah. Like the background of it is a meshed M and a U,
yeah, it's weird. Adam Carthanan asked, the 92 Dream Team versus the current Olympic team, who wins best of seven? Everybody wants to, is going to want me to say the Dream Team, but I mean, it's just different kinds of players. Who's guarding LeBron?
Different styles,
yeah, it's just different styles, you know. I mean, the 92 Dream Team was better because they dominated everybody they played. None of the games were close.
Yeah.
But
in that era.
Yeah, in that era. Nowadays, I mean, if you're telling me I've got
the physical talent is just way more advanced
Patrick
now.
Ewing trying to guard Anthony Davis and Embiid. Come on, man.
I mean, if you just take away the head to head competition of it, mm-hmm. and that, like, they get on the court at the same time, yeah. and they're playing their style of basketball,
yeah,
then I'm taking this era.
Right.
But if you put it relative to what they're facing in their time, I mean, it's no-brainer. It's the Dream Team.
Yeah, I agree.
But, I mean, for this question alone, I mean, I'm probably going to take this year's team just because the game has advanced so much, and the athletes are just on a different level with this stage. I mean –
yeah.
LeBron James at, you know, what is he, 40 something at this point?
39. He's almost 40.
When he wants to go score, he goes and scores. Like, I was watching yesterday's game, and he just decided, I'm just going to take over the ball game. And everybody looked like it looked like high school versus elementary out there. And that's just the kind of player LeBron physically is the most gifted player I think we've ever seen on that stage. Just a guy that, I mean, a linebacker, a tight end, you know, in the NFL out there playing NBA basketball. It's just it's wild.
Right. Ford Polk asks, which one of these trios would have had better careers in these offenses? Omar Connor, Will Prosser, and Jarius Norwood in Mullen's offense. Dak, Josh Robinson, and Bear Wilson in Mike Leach's offense. Chris Relf, Chad Bumpus, and Vic Ballard in Jeff Lebby's offense. Relf is an automatic disqualification. No.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know if he would be great in this. I mean, I think Lebby would figure something out with him.
Yeah, but
it's number one for me.
Yeah.
I mean, you can
and honestly, Prosser is no offense, Will, if you're listening, but like doesn't matter. Connor and Norwood in Mullen's offense are unstoppable.
I think about it often.
Yeah.
Makes me sad. What other receiver could you use back then?
That's the thing.
Tony Burks.
Burks, yeah, but he wouldn't. I don't think he played with Norwood and Connor. I mean, it's like it's Prosser.
He was playing Midland. Was he not playing in 05?
No,
he was 06 and 07.
I think that's correct. Yeah, he wasn't on the 08 team, was he? No. So hey, like Connor, you've got Prosser, T. Millens. Remember Jonathan Lowe?
Yeah, Jonathan Lowe was fun.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, just not a lot of options there. So.
Tony Burks,
got me.
He played in 06, and I guess 07 too.
Let me see if I can find the stats.
So here. That would have been after Omar. No, Omar would have been there in 06, wouldn't he?
No, Omar's last
03 or 04, yeah. 05, 06.
Omar's last year was he was there in 06. Yeah, but yeah. They moved him to receiver at that point, right?
Yeah, but Norwood would have been gone. Norwood was
gone at 05, yeah.
05.
Trying to find these the stats here, see if I can find them, because I've got myself curious as to who was the leading receiver that year. Mississippi State.
Joey Sanders up there.
Oh, God, Joey Sanders. I forgot him. All right, here we go. So, Will Prosser was the leading receiver on the team. He had 24 catches. He's tied with T. Millens, 24. McKinley Scott.
Yep.
Eric Butler, the tight end. So, God, these numbers are unbelievable, Robbie. Two guys over 20, and that's it. And then the next guy had 15, and then nobody else had more than 15.
That's why whenever there was like 2 or 3 years ago, people called Leach's offense Kroom-esque.
No, never at any
point. And I always was like, you people don't remember Kroom's offense. Yeah. Last year, I could see the comparisons.
Yeah.
But you people do not remember Kroom's offense if you think the air raid was anything close to the West Coast offense they were running. It was painful. Every game was painful.
Completions on the year, 147. I mean, State might have that many completions this year through like five games.
Omar Connor could play for Jeff Lebby, no doubt about it, but he definitely could have been a star with Dan Mullen. Omar Connor and Jarius Norwood running the read option. Holy smokes.
Yeah, would have been something. Alex Douglas, rank these fast food French fries: Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Arby's, Wendy's, Burger King, Sonic. So we're talking about Arby's curly fries. That's number one, right?
Or their crinkle cut fries are really good. That's what we ate at. Have you had their crinkle cut?
I don't really like crinkle cut fries. I like Arby's curly fries a lot, though.
Oh, I do too. But we had the crinkle cut fries. You can get them at Walmart, Kroger, whatever. We had those for the fish fry, and they were amazing.
Okay.
Either one of their fries is probably number one, but I would go with,
you with need the curly fries. One, you know, I'm not big on the French fries, so.
I would say Arby's number one. I can't stand McDonald's, but their fries are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Chick-fil-A, it's hit or miss. I don't like the end pieces of the potato on those waffle fries.
Okay.
When they're really thick, I don't like that. But the really crispy ones are delicious. I think I'm going to slide them down, though, just for the simple fact that there's inconsistencies there. So I'm going to say Arby's, McDonald's, Wendy's, because they're basically cut like, I mean, it looks like you cut those fries and made your own home fries.
Mm-hmm.
I like those a lot. Burger King, then I'll go Chick-fil-A, then Sonic.
All right, that'll work. Cameron Worm, Brian, can you please elaborate on what happened to Bulldog Sports Radio? I remember having the app in high school.
In high school?
I'm sorry. I just had a little PTSD there for a second.
You heard black helicopters.
Yeah. It's like the beginning of one. Dun, 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 dun.
Unfortunately, the black helicopters didn't drop any money in your lap.
No, I mean, long story short, the people who ran it were great idea people, but terrible business people. And they blew through a ton of money, and of which they still owe me a sizable chunk, which I will never, ever get.
And some of them would ask for people to delete episodes that were actually really good. And Oh, well. That's neither here nor there.
It is. Alexandra Watson asks, what's the difference between a Swiss roll and a ho-ho? I know the answer to this.
Okay.
The company
Go
that
for
makes
it.
They're the exact same thing, but a little Debbie makes Swiss rolls and Hostess makes ho-hos. But they're the exact same
thing.
Yeah. They're both chocolate cake rolled into with the cream in the middle there. They're both the exact same.
So it's like just the brand name is different.
Exactly. It's like if you get a, you know, I'm trying to think of like somebody, you know, anywhere where they're just, it's just different. You know, like McDonald's has McDoubles and Burger King has Whopper Juniors. I mean, it's the same thing, but you know.
Okay.
Also from Alexandra, why are people so angry? The other day, a woman yelled at a cashier about the new layout of Academy Sports as if the cashiers had a say-so in the remodel design. I have an answer for this one, too. Look at the people who lead our country. Both sides of the aisle. There's no decorum anymore. They're just spending all day screaming at each other, calling each other terrible names. These are our leaders. So why should we be any different?
Shut up!
Why don't you?
Sorry.
It's okay.
That's just what I've grown accustomed to doing. Just
yeah, I hear you.
Yelling at everyone.
Rob Chittum, if you were to run for president, what wrestler would you like to introduce you for your acceptance speech? I'm unbelievable, by the way. President of the United States getting introduced by Hulk Hogan.
That was amazing.
What are we doing? Who do I
did,
want?
Did you watch any of that promo he cut?
What do you think the answer to that question is?
Well,
you just had to guess.
I know you didn't watch it live, but I just wondered if
I have
it
not
came across
going
your
to
timeline.
Watch a second of that. No.
I watched it, and it was very entertaining. Oh. He has not lost a beat. It was entertaining. I'm not even siding with anybody here. I'm just saying it was fun. He ripped his shirt off on stage.
I saw that. I want Paul Heyman to introduce me.
Yes.
That would be, I mean, that's the easy answer, right?
My good sir.
My name is Paul Heyman.
If I may have your attention for one moment.
Yeah. Caleb Rhodes, ranked these Mississippi State football teams. 2003, 2004, 2023. Caleb, why don't you just come up here to the studio? Slap me in the face. Kick me right in the jimmy, huh?
Kick Brian in the nads.
Be a lot less painful than this. 23 was the better team of those three.
Ugh.
I know.
It's true.
03, that team was so bad at the end. They are just in full give-up mode. So I'll go 23, 04, 03.
And then 04 is just, you know, trying to
they
put
had
the
no
pieces
chance.
Back together when Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall.
Yeah. Ben Sticker, what topping is not normally on pizza but you think should be? You got one? I got one.
That's not normally on pizza?
Yeah.
Brisket.
That is a great choice. That was my second choice. That's a great choice. I've had this on pizza, and it's good. Shrimp.
Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah.
There is a barbecue pizza at Taste.
Yes.
That has brisket on it. It's
good.
The sauce is barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is it's quite good.
I'm sure that's just coming over
as
from
you would expect.
Too, so that's probably easy money there, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. If Skeens had come to State 2 years ago, what kind of conversations are we having about baseball today? I don't think we're talking about Paul Skeens as much. That's the biggest thing I take away from that. I think Fox Hall would have ruined him.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, he's
I think he would have overcome that. It's just 1 year.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, here's the
he
thing.
He wouldn't have been the first pick in the draft.
Here's the thing with Fox Hall. I don't think that he had any issues working with established players.
Mm-hmm.
I think he knew what to do with those guys. It was developing and getting the most out of players that he kind of struggled with. And also, like, multiple years when he had guys – because you look at the pitching staff that he had in 19 and 21, I thought they were good. I mean, he did a good job with Ethan Small. You know, Will Bednar got better and better as the year went on. Landon Sims, obviously, they did a really good job managing him. I don't think there was ever an issue with like guys that had it and had that mental capacity. But what Justin Parker's done is he's brought out more of these guys that wasn't particularly there, like the mental piece for guys like Tyler Davis and Tyson Harden and You're working with the mechanical side, but the mental piece is what kind of set him apart. I think Skeens still would have been – I don't know if he would have been as great as he was at LSU because that team made a run in the national championship. But I think he significantly changes the season for Mississippi State because you have a Friday night starter that I don't even think Scott Foxhall would have messed him up. I think he would have been able to give you a great start every single Friday night.
Yeah.
And that probably gives you six more wins. I mean, you're probably in the regionals at that point, and who knows?
Yeah. Ben Sticker, hasn't watched wrestling since the 90s. If I want to get back into it, where do I start? I don't think you go back, man. I think you just start watching.
If you start watching, I mean, the first couple of weeks, you're going to be confused at what's happening. But
you will pick it up quickly.
Well, they do a great job of, hey, here's what happened last week. Look what happened here.
Yes.
And kind of setting the stage instead of just throwing something on you.
Right.
Like, and you know, for us that watch it all the time, it gets repetitive. But they do that to hook somebody that just started watching it.
Right.
Or hadn't been in it in a while. Like, it's really easy to follow. I mean, it's like jumping into a soap opera.
Yeah. Rob Hadaway asks, how do you think Kobe McCollum is going to look this season at wideout? Quite a tall receiving threat, don't you think? Are you familiar with Kobe McCollum?
I'm not.
He is a guy who is just on Mississippi State's roster as a receiver on the game. And I don't know who he's supposed to be.
Oh, I've heard about that.
So I could not, like, every time I would play, he was on the field. And I was like, I would move my depth chart around, and he would always end up on the field. So eventually I just converted him to a punter. It's like, I'm done. I don't want to play with Kobe McCollum. I'm not interested in
Why did they do that?
I think he's supposed to be a real player who didn't sign up. Honestly, Stonka's not on there.
Is it Trent Hudson, maybe?
I think he's supposed to be Trent Hudson.
They're getting ready to update the rosters. This is why I didn't run out and get it right away.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not a big deal.
I know, but I don't want to get mad at it and mad at some of the little things.
Like it has Kraber and JJ, but it doesn't have Stonka. That was disappointing.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm finishing. Sorry about that.
Yeah,
I'm finishing The Last of Us Part 2 anyways, and I'm not going to start NCAA until I finish this game because it's so good. If you've never played The Last of Us 1 or 2, you really need to. It's excellent. Like, as good as I thought Red Dead Redemption was from a story standpoint, this is even better to me. And they've already made a series out of it on HBO. I hope they come out with a season 2, but it's a great game. So I'm waiting until I finish that until I get into the boy.
Matthew Watkins, the advantage of playing in week zero is that you get two bye weeks. With the playoffs expanding, the top-tier teams will potentially play 16 to 17 games. If you're one of those teams expecting to make the playoffs, wouldn't you want to start your season in week zero to get an extra week of rest with a longer schedule? The TV networks that could add a lot more exciting games to that week, how are those games scheduled? Well, first off, this year everybody has two bye weeks. That's not a huge deal this year. So I don't
understand.
They're scheduled for TV, I guess, but I mean, at the same time, I think most coaches would rather tell you, I'd rather start a week later, you know, get an extra week of camp in than an extra week of rest in the regular season, if everybody's on the same schedule by and large.
That was too much in there for me to.
All right, let's move
to
on.
Pay attention to.
I hear you,
Joseph. And no offense to Matthew, I just like if it's a long thing. I can't process it. My brain is very small.
It's true. It's a true story. Let's see here. Where was I here?
Or maybe it's big, but I just don't use most of it.
That could also be the case. Let's see here. Where are we? Joseph Dudgeon asks, gun to your head, why? Hearing how Brian hate Mayo make me wonder. So hold on. This isn't even like a choice question. Why is the gun to my head? What are all the weird
I think you just wanted to say gun to your head.
Yeah. What are all the weird foods that you steer clear of, like the devil's pomade? I mean, I steer clear of a lot of foods. I'm not a big French fries guy, as we were talking earlier.
Why is it the devil's pomade? He puts mayonnaise in his hair?
I'm just saying that yes, that's what he says. That's what he does.
Okay.
I don't like a lot of fruits. Or bananas, vegetables. Apples. I eat more vegetables now. I've become more of a vegetable guy. But
he's not a water guy.
I drink water.
When?
Whenever I drink water, I drink a couple bottles of water every day.
In between the few Coke Zeros?
More than a few, but yeah. There's no calories. What do I care?
I'm not a big vegetables guy, fruit guy, water guy.
I eat vegetables with almost every meal. But I don't eat a lot of fruits, like a lot of apple, banana, orange. I don't do that.
I love fruit.
There you go.
He doesn't like French fries.
No.
But he does like potatoes.
I do. I like mashed potatoes.
I don't understand.
I like roast potatoes.
You like potatoes, but you don't like the most delicious form of a potato that's
first off, fried. Not the most delicious. Mashed potatoes, way better than French fries.
Well, it depends on what French fries you're eating. I vehemently disagree with that.
You got to eat my mashed potatoes.
I've had your mashed potatoes. They're good.
They are good. There you go. Let's see here. Where are we?
But the most delicious French fries I would take over mashed potatoes.
They're just okay. They're just okay. Steve Mormon asked, now that SEC media days are over, can y'all realistically estimate the number of words you said every day and then a total for the entire event? What?
He's talking about how people word count.
I get it. No, I can't estimate that. No, I cannot.
It's a bunch.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's a big number. Mangum Cafe, if you have to stand up to order your food, are you leaving a tip? It's a good question.
That's the whole argument we had about takeout.
Right.
I'm not
tipping. If I sit down to eat and there's like the person will bring me a refill, or if I need some you know, a sauce or something.
Or if they're cleaning your table.
Then I'm tipping. Yeah. Even if I stood like at Peppers. I go to Peppers, I tip.
Yes.
So yeah.
But what about like the places where you throw your own trash away, you get your own drink?
Yeah.
I mean, that's my conundrum. I don't like the fact that now when you pay at the register, it automatically adds a tip on it.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that. And it's like the lowest one is like 10%.
Yeah.
And it'll be at a place where you don't have a waiter or anything like that. Like, I think that's unfair to the people that are waiting tables and that are cleaning tables and things like that, that you're automatically that, you know, they're getting more money or as much money as, you know, somebody that doesn't even, they're not even cleaning your table or waiting your table.
Right.
I don't know why that started. It started during COVID, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't, the whole like the tips already added thing, and you have to get manually go through there, and which I usually leave a tip just about anywhere, or that one guy starts coming after us for not leaving tips for takeout.
Right.
I usually leave a tip anyway. Like, I very rarely go in there and say no tip.
Right.
But it's like the other day, like at the at Terry Black's,
mm-hmm.
like they basically told a person in front of me that they didn't tell them they needed a tip, but they like encouraged them to tip.
Mm. I don't like that.
And the meal was like $100 already, like that they had just racked up on feeding the family with all the meat.
Yeah.
And you know, like you throw away your own thing. Like it was strange to me.
Yeah. They're not, they don't bring you anything at that restaurant. You just sit down. If you want a refill, you got to go get it yourself. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. And like after COVID, we're having less service than usual.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, I appreciate everybody that works their butt off to try to get through school and whatever, raise a family when you're waiting. I know how tough it can be. A lot of people don't tip well, things like that. But it's like the service like went down in most places, and the prices have gone up, and the expectations to pay for tips have gone up. So we need a universal like thought process on tipping.
I agree with that. I agree. But it is what it is right now. Also from the Mangum Cafe, why are milkshakes so expensive? Are they really expensive? I very rarely get a milkshake.
Very rarely.
Okay. Well, I don't have an opinion then. What are three?
You know, but they are expensive, especially
well,
if
everything's
you go to,
expensive. Everything's expensive then.
It is.
What are three miserable airport experiences? Flight being delayed. If you're on, you have assigned seating and you're in the middle between two people bigger than me, that would be awful.
Sitting on the runway for you know, like an hour plus, you're just sitting there.
I would much rather
awful.
Be delayed in the concourse
yep.
than delayed on the plane. I don't want to deal with that.
Yep.
Yeah. Good call.
A long flight where you just don't have much leg room. That's a problem for me a lot.
Yeah, agreed. Because you're much taller than I am. So yeah. Stephen Holden, longtime listener, first time tweeter. Two questions. For the following coaches, what was the first comment you got on the record or off that made you think they would not make it as a head coach? Even if you didn't realize it in the moment, when you look at it, it stands out. So he mentions Moorhead. I mean, after the game at Kentucky where they had 16 penalties and they kept leaving Greg Island out there by himself to block a first round draft choice, I didn't have to get a quote. I just knew at that moment, I was like, that's not good.
It was like drizzling rain and they kept dropping back and throwing the ball with Nick Fitzgerald and they took him completely out of his game.
Yeah.
That was very concerning.
Arnett, I forget which game it was, but when he
Arizona
had stat, well, that even then I was just like, they won the game. I think it was against Alabama when they didn't have the right stats and he just dropped the F bomb right there in the press. I was like, well, what are we doing here? Like he gave for the game. That's fine. Like you're emotional, but like you're a head coach. You can't do those kind of things.
He looked at Brandon like gave him a death stare.
Yeah.
Like.
Whatever.
Like, no. Like that's the least of your concerns. Your team is just like absolute dog crap. Don't get mad at the SID for stats.
Yeah. Canizero never did it. Canizero had nothing on the field that made me ever think he couldn't coach.
That Southern Miss series getting swept by them was pretty bad, but it turns out that he was a little distracted.
He was distracted. And then Nikki McCray-Penson. This might be a better one for you because I don't know that I ever covered her past
it was the,
after her opening press conference.
It was I started having concerns. I think it was after the Ole Miss game. They had destroyed Ole Miss. Like the average margin of victory was like in the 20s.
Yeah.
For like the past 8 years or whatever.
Right.
And it went down to the wire, and that was not a good Ole Miss team.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of like, because her team was pretty loaded. They had Rekia Jackson. And they really struggled. I was concerned after that.
Yeah, had all those players that had been good the year before. So, yeah. With all our international reach, why do I not let Robbie flex his expertise when questions are asked about soccer? I try to get him to answer him. He just defers to me.
He says all the time, and Robbie, this is a great question for you.
Yeah.
I usually send it back to Brian because I'm very humble. I don't want to flaunt my knowledge for the game.
I hear you. That makes sense.
And I like to give Brian an opportunity to get his thoughts out there. It's kind of like a make-a-wish. You let somebody, you know, have an opportunity to get their voice heard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm John Cena.
I wish I couldn't see you. I'll put it that way. That's our last question for the day. So, all right, cool. Thanks. A lot of great questions. Appreciate you guys. We will not be here tomorrow. Robbie and I will be on the way to Nashville, Tennessee for Blood and Guts.
We'll be yelling for people to bleed.
That's right. We will actually be doing that. And then back on Friday with another podcast. We'll have a couple of opponent previews on that one. Plus, go ahead and maybe we'll preview the weekend with the big cookout for recruiting. Who's going to be there? Hopefully, we'll have a better idea of the visitors by then, and we can talk a little recruiting. Guys, have a great Wednesday. Back with you on Friday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Drop the bombshell straight to the track. The 21st century killing machine burned on the inside a five-headed team. Now I'm not the same, because you're not the same. You're not the same.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.